It's 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the regular Otway Health Check, where we check the health of the Otways, really. We go out with a big stethoscope and stick it on the side of the hill. Today I'm in the studio with Melanie Howell. Hi, Melanie.
Good morning.
Newbie Andrea Russell.
Morning.
Hi. And old hand. Sue Nat. G'day, Sue.
Hello.
Into the microphone.
Hello.
That's good. So, Melanie, where do you want to begin?
Where do I want to begin? Mm. Oh, I just want to begin by saying good morning to everyone. And,
hello.
As I said, we've got Sue in here today. Sue's one of our fantastic volunteers. If anyone doesn't know, I'm the volunteer coordinator up at Otway Health.
Mm.
So I get our volunteers signed up and inducted into the volunteering process. And we've got many opportunities up at Otway Health.
Is that a big deal, the induction? It sounds a bit formal.
Sound a bit formal, but yeah. No, it's not that big of a deal. But as I said, it's just to ensure that our volunteers know where everything is, who they can, who they see, because depending on what area they volunteer in, they'll be set under a program supervisor. So that'll be their person of contact, who's then specialised in that area.
Mm.
So I can't oversee everyone in the facility. And then, of course, we've got second sales, so that's off-site, which we've got a new coordinator down there. Well, she's been there for maybe a couple of months now, so Sarah Allen, which has been fantastic. So she oversees the volunteers down at second sales.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And with the season getting busier and the grass growing faster and
lots more
people coming and going, we're going to need a few more volunteers.
Definitely, especially down at second sales. So our opening hours are getting longer and it's going to get busier. So normally we'd only have sort of two people on per shift, but it's going to ramp up and we're possibly going to need three to four, depending on how busy the town gets, which, as we know, it goes from zero to
overdrive.
Yeah, straight away.
So Sue, what's it like working at second sales?
Oh, it's really good fun. Just to reiterate with what Mel said about the introduction, it's really important to have that introduction, mainly because of health and safety issues we have, like, you know, and knowing how to lift correctly, et cetera. But also just connecting you into those people that you're going to be working with. So that's really important. We have heaps of fun at Second Sales. We unpack. I'm one of the youngsters at nearly 66, so I look up to the elders there and really respect the time and the work they've put in there over the years. It's amazing. And a lot of those ladies still come in and sit and have a chat and a cuppa, and we always have the time to do that. So that's really important too.
Do they sit there and say, I didn't used to stack them like that?
You definitely have to stack them right. But it's so important. And some of the other things that we also do is that we collect bits and pieces for the wildlife centre, for the injured wildlife.
Yep.
We collect things for the school from time to time when they want containers, et cetera.
Yep, for the art classes particular fabrics for a play or something. Yep.
And we always put them aside and collect them. And the cloth sometimes for the bags, when we were making the bags for the community.
Boomerang bags.
So it's really good. We're really connected to a whole lot of people. And I guess from my point of view, I wouldn't have known or seen any of those people, young and old,
if I hadn't volunteered at Second Sales. Yeah.
So it's been a real benefit for me and my growth in the
community.
Town.
So between the community garden and the Second Sales shop, you know, that's it. If you want to get involved with with your life in Apollo Bay,
it is. Yes. Yeah. When Rod and I, my husband, came to Apollo Bay 8 years ago now, and we immediately started doing Meals on Wheels because we thought, well, how else can we get connected? We don't know anyone here. So that was really important. We did Meals on Wheels, and then I was asked if I want to join the initial Friends in Hands, which is the hand massage course, which I did for 2 years at the hospital.
So how was that?
Oh, absolutely amazing. You have a real connection with people. It's fantastic, isn't it, Mel?
It is, yes.
And had you done anything like that before?
No, not really. But we were taught we had to. We were trained to do it, and it was just the most amazing connection.
Fantastic
to people.
Yep.
Yep, so I did that. And then after that, I went to the school and worked in the community garden with the kitchen garden.
Okay, yeah.
Grade 4 and 5.
And that's a great program.
So that was just absolutely fantastic. So I've sort of got to know a big cross-section of the town and all through volunteering. So it's been great.
And that also just shows that, as you can hear, Sue's done multiple things and she's still doing the Meals on Wheels as well as Second Sales. If you sign up as a volunteer and you, there's an area you might be really passionate about and you're loving doing, you might want to give back more, so you might want to join another program, or you might find that a program, this isn't necessarily for me, but I still want to volunteer. What other program can I go into?
Yep.
So, yeah, we're very flexible that
lots
way.
Lots and lots of different jobs to do.
There is, yes, definitely. And as I said, we work around your lifestyle. We understand people are busy and got lives and families and everything else, and grandchildren. So we work around you guys.
And I imagine there's probably a fairly decent cup of tea and a bicky of some kind to be had most days.
You get the occasional sponge and scones.
Yeah. What day are they? I better come down for that.
And of course, you get to see what's coming in, and if it's something in your size, put a couple of dollars in the tin and away you go.
Well, I've just downsized from a 4-bedroom house to 2, so I've got to be very careful.
So a lot of her stuff has gone to the opportunity shop.
So should people just contact you, or?
Yes, if they just call the main Otway Health number and the reception will take your details and pass them on to me.
Okay.
Because I'm only there 3 days a week.
Yep.
I'll get in contact with you and then we go through the process. So the first process is a police check, and also we have to comply with Working with Children's checks as well.
Yep.
And we'll do an interview, fill out some paperwork. We'll organise an induction. So that'll be into your program, so whichever area, so you're well informed of the area and where things are and who to speak to, but also an orientation. And this is also a great opportunity to meet other staff members. The CEO introduces everyone to the organisation, and just because at the end of the day, even though you're volunteers, you're treated like staff members. You're part of our whole team, and we know that we couldn't do our jobs up there if we didn't have volunteers. So it's a big umbrella that we all sit under.
Absolutely. And I can think of no time in my, however many years it is, 15 years or something in Apollo Bay, that I've seen an unhappy volunteer. And you bump into them up there or down at the shop and, you know, they're grinners. So something's going on, all right. Yep. You know, it's working well.
Good fun.
Indeed.
You're part of a team. How can it not be fun when you're doing something you love, you're mixing with lots of other people, you're getting to know, so especially people who are coming into town as well, a great way to connect with the community, get to know people.
So in particular, if sometimes folk with who are, part-time residents don't get the opportunity to join in, that'd be a great way especially over the summer.
Yeah,
if you're
definitely.
Coming down for the season, you're coming down for 3 or 4 months, you know, stick your head into Second Sales or up to Otway Health and say good day and sign up.
They can speak to Sarah down at who's the coordinator at Second Sales and have a chat with her first to see what's involved and it's something they like, and then Sarah will then pass on their details to me. Otherwise, as I said, you can just contact the main office at Otway Health and they'll pass on your details.
And it just occurred to me, if you're a gardener, the gardening expertise and passion at Otway Health is extraordinary. So fancy a bit of pruning and transplanting and striking and all the rest of that great stuff.
Yeah, our gardens are amazing. And our gardeners, I'd like to thank Costa, who came into Otway Health last Friday and met some of the residents and also our gardeners. And if anyone happened to see the live podcast of him filming our gardens, you would see at the moment it's just in abundance of beautiful flowers and how gorgeous it is.
Yeah.
And not only do the residents admire it, I know as staff members, each time we walk out there, it puts a smile on our face to see how beautiful it's looking with all the colour.
Of course it does. And you can hear a podcast of the interview we did with Costa, and there'll be some more from the... Just a little plug here. And there'll be some more from the Dinner on the Friday Night podcasts going up in the next couple of days. So lots of opportunity to revisit the enthusiasm that the garden brings. Is that all we're talking about for volunteers for the minute?
I think we've covered most things.
Did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Sue. That was fantastic. Might play some music, and then we'll come back and talk to Andrea. This is 3ABR Community Radio, coming to you from the most southerly town on the Australian mainland.
Apollo Bay Arts Inc., supporting arts in Apollo Bay and District. Proud sponsor of 3ABR.
Apollo Bay Radio, that's what you're listening to.
You haven't really been to Apollo Bay until you've immersed yourself in the colourful local atmosphere of the Saturday morning community market. From 8:30 to 1 every Saturday, local producers and craftspeople gather on the foreshore to present the best of what's grown and made in the Otways. Farm fresh and organic fruit, vegetables, berries, seedlings, free-range eggs, grass-fed beef and lamb, honey, homemade preserves, ciders, locally roasted coffee and delicious baked treats. Handcrafted ceramics, jewellery, photography, toys, homemade soaps, skincare and much more. It's lively and it's all absolutely local. Station sponsor the Apollo Bay Community Market every Saturday morning between the Information Centre and the Surf Club.
There is a place in Apollo Bay where you can actually taste the local environment. You can bite into the Otways, savour the flavour of the ocean and the green, fresh forests. Try and buy local produce of every imaginable variety at the Apollo Bay Farmers Market. And join the Southern Otways Food Co-op every third Sunday of the month at the Youth Hall in Moore Street. Station sponsor.
They are indeed a great station sponsor, and that market has grown fabulously over the years. I have someone in the studio now who's, you know, in an emergency. Hey, she'd be all over it, but stick her in a studio. And she's probably slightly apprehensive, not so much because she's watched how relaxed we are. Good morning, Andrea.
Morning.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Now, you're the Director of Clinical Services at Otway Health.
Yep.
Tell me how that works.
I suppose it does what it says on the tin.
Yep.
I'm in charge of everything clinical. So I manage all the nursing staff and all the acute care and the aged care.
And the aged care.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's a large brief.
Yeah.
And you do that here. And,
yes.
And you also do that in Lawn.
I do. Okay. So I've been working at Lawn for a few years. So I think we've got the hang of it there.
Mm-hmm.
and it's all pretty similar, and there's lots of benefits of working across the two organisations. Mm. There's lots of things that we have to do that are very similar, so
yeah.
It just makes sense.
Yeah. So clinically and in terms of, because we're about to come into a really busy season, I suppose aside from the extra distance that Apollo Bay has, are there any other kind of challenges that Apollo Bay has that maybe Lawn doesn't, do you think?
I think the distance is the main one.
Yeah.
But even though Lawn might be nearer Geelong, you're still reliant on ambulance services,
which
may not be available.
Yeah.
So very, very similar issues. And really about focusing on the clinical skills and capability in the health service.
Yeah. Is there a helicopter spot at Lawn? There's a helicopter.
Yep. So that goes on the Stribling Reserve.
Okay. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Okay. Yep. So you're not stuck, really.
Not stuck, but you are reliant on the availability.
Yeah, that's right. It might be somewhere else in the state doing other stuff.
Yeah.
So what happens inside in the organisation in the run-up to summer? What sort of preparations do you make?
So we make lots of preparations to make sure, firstly, that our staff are well-trained and prepared, and each year we'll start looking at the emergency situations that we might come across.
You practice that stuff, I guess.
Yeah, we practice. We do scenarios. Mm. We've had a fantastic training session on Friday in Wye River with both health services.
Mm.
And we had an external speaker come to talk to us about managing clinical deterioration.
Mm.
So that was fabulous. And then the nurses really found that useful, and that will really help them in the summer
So clinical deterioration is just because you're doing a lot of the same thing and you're
it's around managing people that become unwell.
Oh, I see. Their deterioration, not your staff deterioration.
Yeah, yeah. it's about making sure that we're acting quickly and noticing
the changes.
So that we can act and respond.
So how many people at Otway Health that you look after, that you're responsible for, roughly?
Ooh.
I'll ask you their names in a minute. But
yeah, I could probably give the names more than the numbers. I'd say around
30. 30 people.
Yeah.
So that's a big workforce. Yeah. And then you've got contingency plans if people are not well and,
And we've had a bit of success recently with recruiting some new staff and we're coming up with some new workforce planning.
Mm.
So, and you'll be very... we're very fortunate to have Bradley Pickering as the nurse unit manager and the nurse practitioner.
Indeed we are.
So that's we're very fortunate with that. And like I say, we've got some new staff starting. We've got a new graduate nurse programme for registered nurses and enrolled nurses. So we're trying different ways of attracting people to Otway Health and then working at keeping them there.
Yeah, well, that's the trick, of course, because you come from Lorne, you don't need to find a home in Apollo Bay, but that can be quite a challenge.
And the hospital does quite well in helping people with accommodation, although that can be tricky.
It's a problem all over the town for everybody, but I'm sure. Otway Health's got a bit more clout than a lot of other employers. So the reception is better. So tell me a bit more about what's happening up there, or is there not much more to say?
No, I mean, over the summer, we're planning to get extra staff in. We're going to have Brad obviously working as a nurse practitioner, but we're also hoping to employ an extra nurse practitioner over the summer. Mm. So we'll have... available in the morning and the afternoon.
Mm.
We've also got 24-hour GP cover.
Yeah, that's important, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's brilliant to be able to call on them in the event of emergency overnight. And we've got very close relationships with the ambulance service, and we're working very closely with them.
Mm. So that's at your end. The folks that are here and the folk that are coming, and we'll be replaying this as a podcast and replayed, they can do their bit by not getting sunburnt,
wear a hat, put sunscreen on, heat health is really important. That's probably affects more people each year. It's a bit of a silent killer, if you like. So it's about on a hot day making sure people are keeping cool, and there's high risk groups, so older people with chronic health conditions, making sure they're keeping cool, curtains drawn, keeping all hydrated, all that sort of thing.
And if you're a younger, more exuberant person, you're not immune, and alcohol is not necessarily the best the best liquid to be piling on board, because hot and drunk is not good.
No, absolutely not.
And the other thing is that that around Christmas, because there's an awful lot of us using the same taps and doors and all the rest of it, a bit of the old...
hand washing. So we're always very big on hand washing. So it's very important. It's the biggest way to prevent the spread of infection.
All sorts of stuff. Yeah. So, and especially in the heat, and especially with lots and lots of different bugs coming to town one way or another, because there are bugs other people might have that they're quite used to that you mightn't be so used to. Yeah, so that's great. And the refurbishment works are going on in...
They've been delayed until after the summer season, which is probably
a good thing.
Yeah. But it's we're very excited that we'll be refurbishing the aged care wing. Although there will be some, we'll have to be a bit flexible with how we manage people during that time. It'll be well worth it, and we're working closely with the residents and their families.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that there's a lot more to say, is there, Melanie? She's drifted away.
No, I'm still here.
The usual podiatry and dental and physio services they're all well advertised.
Alloyed Health.
Yeah,
I can just probably tell you the summer over Christmas.
Oh, okay, that'd
the
be great.
Physio yeah. will be available on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
Christmas Eve, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they'll be closed until the 7th of January.
January. So that's physiotherapy and...
And podiatry, there's no change to that service.
Okay. Yeah.
Home care, it won't be available from the 25th of December to the 1st of January, okay. resuming on the 2nd of January.
Mm.
Personal care will carry on because that's required.
Sometimes it needs to.
Yep. Meals and wheels as usual, with the exception of Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
But people can attend Otway Health on Christmas Day if they need to. And that's just
booking. I imagine that'll be a hoot.
Booking in via reception, but we wouldn't be able to provide any transport.
No, okay. Well, there'll probably be a sleigh or two lying around. This has been another happy, easy Otway Health Check on 3ABR Community Radio. Thank you, Melanie. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you, Bob, for having us.
Look, it's always easy and it's always important to know what's happening at your health service. And don't forget, if you've got any kind of feedback at all, positive, in the middle, not so positive, let us know at the community consultancy group, or just let Otway Health know. Give them a ring and say, look, I've got something to say. And especially if you're if there's somebody that's done something that... that you really like, let them know, because we're quick to complain, but very often, sometimes we don't necessarily acknowledge that you know, that was a nice little bit of bandaging, thank you very much, or whatever, you know. So,
or a lovely hand massage.
Or a good hand massage. So do keep in contact with Otway Health, and there's lots and lots of ways you can do that. I'm one of them. This is 3ABR.